Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is recovering from surgery following a motorcycle accident yesterday. Roethlisberger is the youngest quarterback to lead a team to a Super Bowl championship. Eyewitnesses say he was not wearing a helmet. Mark Newtbar of member station WDUQ has details.
The 24-year-old Ben Roethlisberger was riding his motorcycle when an oncoming car turned left in front of him. He slammed into the side of the car and flew into the windshield. He was rushed to Mercy Hospital in Pittsburgh, where Dr. Larry Jones says he underwent surgery.
He was talking to me before he left for the operating room. He's coherent. He's making sense. He knows what happened. He knows where he is. From that standpoint, he's very stable.
Officials say Roethlisberger suffered a broken jaw and other head injuries. Roethlisberger had often said he did not like wearing a helmet. His coach, Bill Cowher, had urged him to do so, and Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw had said he should leave his bike riding until after he retired. Pennsylvania lawmakers rolled back the state's mandatory helmet law in 2003. The new law makes it optional for older, experienced riders. The law comes up for heated debate yearly. State Senator John Wozniak introduced the bill that relaxed the law 3 years ago and says he has not changed his views.
These people that have the privilege of wearing or not wearing a helmet are over age 21, have a legal license to drive a motorcycle in Pennsylvania, and should have made their own determination as to whether they should or should not.
Wozniak says he does not want the law changed and does not think there is support to do so. There are 26 states with laws similar to Pennsylvania's, 20 that require everyone to wear a helmet, and 4 that have no helmet requirements. The doctors group, the American College of Emergency Physicians, has been urging Pennsylvania to tighten its laws. Past President Douglas McGee says this accident may help his cause.
Anytime there's any public dialogue on this important public health issue, I think it's helpful when we are able to talk about it in the news. It's a shame that it has to occur to someone that we all know before we start to talk about it.
McGee will release a study later this month on the impact the new less restrictive law has had in Pennsylvania. For NPR News, I'm Mark Newtbar in Pittsburgh.